We are learning Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Shvua she'eini yashan. Someone says, Shvua, I'm not going to sleep. She'eini medaber, that I'm not going to talk. She'eini mehalacha, I'm not going to walk. Asa, Allah is asa. This is contrasting the Nedarim. By Nedarim also, we had a case where someone in the Nedar is not going to sleep. We're not going to eat. We're not going to walk. And then the Gemara asked that it's a Dov Hashem and Mamish. And Nedar is not chal on Dov Hashem and Mamish. So Gemara, two terutzim. Either Teretz was, they were talking about a case that says, Koinim Einai Vashina, and a certain case there, or that even though it's a Dov Hashem Mamish, Minderabbanon Etzchal. And that's the Ikka Teretz that we'll go with. So, and the reason why it says Lashon Bayachal there and Aser here, because Bayachal is referring to the Rabbanon. Here, the word Aser means Minderaisa. So, Shvua has a Chumra over Nadarim, that Shvua is Chal on Ein Bay Mamish, Mashainkain, Nadarim is only Chal Minderabbanon on Ein Bay Mamish. Dr. Mishtavaita. If someone says, carbon loy oichalach, he's trying to make a shvua, he says, carbon loy oichalach, it doesn't work. Why? Because carbon, it's not a lashon shvua, and if he's trying to say a neder, so he's saying, carbon yehei, and what I don't eat from you, so then stamina neder, what I don't eat from you is be a carbon, that's not, you're not doing anything. So either way, it's nothing. Ha carbon shoichalach, if he says, ha carbon shoichalach, the word ha carbon, so then we say it means chai carbon, because if it was ha carbon one word, then we pass him before the ha carbon shaykhalach is taka asa as a neder. But here he said ha carbon shaykhalach, which is lashon shvua, like chai carbon, and the chai carbon is not a good shvua. That's also mutter. Loy carbon, loy oichalach is also mutter. When someone says loy carbon, loy oichalach, it's mutter again because it's going according to our mayor over here. They don't say mechal lava to shmei hein. We're saying is it's not a carbon. I don't eat from you. What do I do if you is a carbon? But we're going according to our mayor. Holds, you don't say mechlal lav at the shmeihei, and you don't make a dik and say the opposite of what he says to make it awesome. And therefore, halacha is it's mutter. Zok the Gemara. So the first case in the Mishnah was a case of ein bei mamish. That shul works. That the Gemara is going to talk about. It's pashut. The second part of the Mishnah was three cases where we said it's not chal at all. Carbon la'ichalach. The reason is because if carbon means lashon neder, saying what I don't need from you is a neder, so that's nothing. If it's a shua, carbon not a shua. Ha carbon means chai carbon. And loy carbon, loy echalach, is mechal lavat shmehein. Zok the Gemara, money must be sim rameyi, our Mishnah has to be rameyi. Why? Because our Mishnah says that carbon loy echalach is the case of carbon loy echalach, for example, or the case of ha carbon. It's mashmah, if you just said carbon echalach, if you said carbon echalach, would be aser. Someone said carbon sha'ichalach, would be aser. But since he said ha carbon sha'ichalach, therefore it's mutter. The middle case of the three cases that ended the Mishnah. Ha carbon sha'ichalach, it says it's mutter, it's mashiv. If you said carbon sha'ichalach, would be aser. The problem is, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say kick carbon. It's not have to say carbon. Money, my sister, mehi. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, lo shani le carbon, lo shani le ha carbon. They're both the same thing, they're not good. They're both mutter. So why did it say ha carbon? Even carbon sha'ichalach is mutter. Must be going good to Rabbi Meir, doesn't hold of kick carbon. Ema seifa, it says in the seifa, le carbon le echalach, mutter, vatanan. We learned in a different Mishnah, we had this at the end of the first parak, and we had this a bunch of times already. When someone says le carbon le echalach, what are you tied? Remei oiser. Why? Because Vamrav Abba, nasi ka'imer, it's gilu you said, le carbon yehei, it should be like a carbon, le figach le echalach. Therefore, don't eat from it. So you see that you say, you tied the word le carbon le echalach to mean le carbon yehei le echalach. And therefore, lo echalach, and it should be aser. So if it's your mayor, we have a first case, your mayor oisa, and we said the reason is nasa kaimer. And for the Gemara, same tarot Gemara said a bunch of times, like kasha, hodom a le carbon with a shva, hodom a loy le carbon, or la carbon, loy have a carbon kame. He's saying, loy have a carbon, and therefore, the loch is that it's mutter. He says, loy have a carbon, loy echalach, and there's no machal lavat shmehei, and therefore it's mutter. So that's that Mishnah, very clear. Now, in contrast, those are shyness with shvua. We just said carbon la'echalach is nothing, hot carbon la'echalach is nothing, like carbon la'echalach, all these things are mutter. Let's see what happens by shvua. Zok the Mishnah by shvua. Shvua la'echalach. Guy makes a shvua, I'm not going to eat from you. Or he says, ha shvua sha'echalach. He says, ha shvua shlosh and shvua. Sha'echalach. We'll see what that means. In the Gemara's Mavuya, it means that I'm saying, I'm not going to eat from you. Ha shvua, that I'm not going to eat from you. We'll see how he ties that. Lo'y shvua la'echalach. It's also aser. If someone says, it's not a shvua, what I'm not going to eat from you, but what I am going to eat from you is b'shvua, that's aser. We don't say, mechal lav at the shmei ahein, going to our mayor. Zok, the Ran, that even for a mayor, he's masking by shvua that you do say mechal lavat shmeihen. Why? Because the Gemara says mesech to shvuas that the Rameyah says you don't say mechal lavat shmeihen is only by mamon, but by iser he agrees to the idea of mechal lavat shmeihen. So Dr. Ran, and Ran really spoke out earlier on that neder is called isbe mamayna. Why? Because chal na chefta. Mashenken a shvua, just chal na gavra. It's called only iser, and by iser you do say mechal lavat shmeihen. So therefore, even going to Rameya, when you say loy shvua loy echalach, we make a diak, but it is a shvua I'm going to eat from you, and therefore it's aser. That's the pshat in the last case in Mishnah, because you say mechal lavat shmeihen. Why, Dr. Ran? Because you say it by isura. The Rosh says a little bit different. The Rosh is like the fourth, it depends on which type of Gemara you have, but the Rosh says in the second Divrei Maskil, he says, V'afra meir moida the amrinon b'shvua mechal lavat shmeihen. Why? Mishum the shvua chamira. The shvua is chamer, like we're going to learn on Daf Yud Ches, that it says by shvua lo yinake, and makes it more chamer, and therefore you do say mechal lavat shmeihen. So it's two pshatim, either the Ran's pshat, because it's called Isura, and not Mamayna. And according to the Rosh, it's called Chamira. But Akapon, we say Mechalav at the Shmehein when it comes to Shvuah. So what does that Mishnah say? Shvuah la Eichelach, that's Pasha, that's Aser. Ha Shvuah she Eichelach, which we'll have to discuss what that means. And Lo Shvuah la Eichelach is because we say Mechalav at the Shmehein when it comes to Shvuahs. Zog the Gemara, Mechalav, the Ha Shvuah she Eichelach la Eichel Namashma. It says Aser, which means it's Aser to eat. So it means someone says, Ha Shvuah she Eichelach, it's Aser. Why should we also? It's saying, I'm sure I'm going to eat. It's Mashmah Mishnah. The Hoshvah Shaykhlach is Dloyechel no Mashmah. I'm not going to eat. But I mean, I'll ask you a kasha from the first Mishnah, Mesech Shuas. It says, Shuas Shtayim Shein Marba. By Shuas, there's two, which is four. There's Lahaba and Lashavar. Shaykhlach Vashaykhl. Either I say, I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat. Or Shaykhlach Vashaykhlach. Midik Omar, since you use the Lashon of obviously, Shoichel means to eat, because he said Shloichel. Mechlal, the Shoichelach, the Achilna Mashma. Shoichelach is Mashma, the Achilna. It's Klar Mashma, that means Achilna. Oichel means Achilna. So here, Shvuah Shoichelach, why is it Aser? If anything, it should be a Shvuah I'm going to eat. And here, our Mishnah Mashma is saying that you're not going to eat. That's the Kasha. And we have two truths of this Kasha, Abaya's Teretz and Rav Ashi's Teretz. Oma Abaya, Abaya says it depends on the context. It's possible to tie Shvuah Shoichelach that I'm not going to eat. Depends on the context. Oma Abaya. Shoichel shtei l'shanis mashma. The word shoichel can mash for two different things. Hoy mesarim boylechel. Someone was pestering him. Come eat by me. Come eat by me. Come eat by me. Well, oma achilna achilna. I'm going to eat by you. I'm going to eat by you. And then he makes v'su shvuah shoichel. So there means the achilna mashma. That's mashma achilna. And like the Ram points out on our base, top on base, that really you don't need a case like that to say shoichel means the achilna, because that's a pasha pshat. Shoichel means that I'm going to eat. You don't need a case where mesarim. It's even another case. But here it says, and he says, I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat. So then, Shvuah is Mashma Shoichel. He says, no, I'm not coming. And Vesuah is Shvuah Shoichel. There means Loichel Nekomar. That means Loichel Nekomar. And the way he types it is, he's saying, what I'm going to eat from you should be also Beshvuah. That's how he types it. Shoise Beshvuah Mashoichel Mashloi. That's what it means to say. He said Shoichel. So what it means is, Shvuah Shoichel means. Because if someone's he's saying, I'm not eating, and it's Shvuah Shoichel, what he's trying to say is, what I'm going to eat from you should be Asr B'Shvuah. What I'm going to eat should be Asr B'Shvuah. So it means Asr B'Shvuah, that I'm not going to eat. So it depends on the context, the Abaye says. If he keeps on saying, I'm going to eat, and then he says the Shvuah, so that means I'm going to eat. If he says, I'm not going to eat, then he says the Shvuah, what he's trying to say is, I'm not going to eat. So that's the Abaye's Pshat in our Mishnah, how Shoichel means I'm not going to eat. Rav Ashi Omar, you have to go is different. So Eichel the Shvuah, she eat Eichel Kama. He's saying, he's changing the Mishnah. He's putting doing a surgery on the Mishnah, making a correction. That Eichel means she eat Eichel. What he said was Shvuah, ha Shvuah, she eat Eichelach. I am not going to eat from you. Very simple. He put in the extra yud, and you're good to go. She Eichel. Right there, he came pshita. Like my other man, what's the chiddush? Ma'od teimam. You would think make him. You would think make him lishnahu deiskole. Maybe you would think that usually people don't say e'eichel. Say le'eichel. What's e'eichel? So maybe he just had a slip of a tongue, and therefore it's not a shvuah. Kamash v'lo. No, it is a good shvuah. So we have two truths in our Mishnah. Either Abaye says it's context clues, or if Ashu says you made a surgery, you did a correction in the Mishnah. You put in the word e. So Abaye lo matam k'Rav Ashi. Abaye didn't answer like Rav Ashi. Why? The like tonish e doesn't say she. I don't want to put in new words in the Mishnah. Rav Ashi. Nodi mintam da baya, why? Because sovar, shalo eichel naim mashvil shaynas. If the same price that shalo eichel means to the shaynas, I can tell you Shlo'ech also means two different things. I'll give you an example. Hoy misar merlecho, if someone's driving you crazy to eat, Omar, lo yachilna, lo yachilna, which some of the guards are chilna, we're saying, I'm going to eat. Lo yachilna, am I eating by you? Lo yachilna, am I eating by you? V'omar nam yishvua, bein sh'oichel, bein sh'lo'echel, hadein achilna masmi. Even if it says shvua sh'lo'echel, which they would still mean they're going to eat. How would it mean that? So the Ran explains, it would mean like he's saying, did I ever swear I'm not going to eat? Shvua sh'lo'echilna, I ever say I'm not going to eat? Of course I'm going to eat. So it doesn't mean a shvua sh'lo'echilna there. V'ikol tu tzadam yilush to shvua sh'lo'echel, shvua d'lo'echilna kamei. Also could say it means, I didn't, I'm not going to eat. So it could go both ways. So Ella Tana Pasca, the Tana said a clear thing. Shoichel the chilna mashma, v'shloichel loyachel mashma. Shoichel means the chilna, shloichel means loyachelna, and that's we have to tie shei oichel. So now it's machlekes rishonim. Does Rav Ashi argue in halacha on Abaya, or he just says that the Tana is going to mix you up? If he says oichel means aser mutter, it depends on the context. So the Ran learns it's machlekes. Rav Ashi holds that you don't go bust of the context. Oichel always means oichel, and loyichel always means oichel. And therefore the Ran says that the Rambam paskin is like Abaya. And Rambam paskin like Rav Ashi. That you don't go with the context clues. But the Rosh is mashma, that's not a machloikis in halacha, just machloikis had a zetzai in the Mishnah. But Rav Ashi agrees that if you go to the context, Yitaka could tie up his words, however the context shows, and therefore it's not really machloikis in halacha, just machloikis how to the mefarish the Mishnah.